Thanks for hanging out, everybody. And of course, please check us out where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
The cool interactive map, no matter where you're going to go, whether you're here, there, or everywhere, you can pull it up, find out what's going on in your state for your vacation. And of course, Facebook, like us, please. We always love to have you guys check us out there. And speaking of checking out and looking into cool stuff, we've got a good friend of the show joining us today. He, in his own right, we brought it up at the top of the show, has the airwaves virtually sewn up out in the West Coast area, in the Seattle, Washington area, and many years friend of mine, Tom Nelson, from the Outdoor Line out in Seattle, ESPN Outdoors or ESPN Radio. Tom, good to have you with us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Eric, man. Good to hear your voice, brother. How you been?
I've been living a dream, buddy, living the dream. And as you know, I recently reached out to you. We were talking last week about the grizzly thing. And last time I was out hanging out with you and Joey, we were in the boat, and the discussion of grizzly to the Washington area was something. Was it Washington and Oregon? I think the West area. I'm not sure. I think it was Washington was primarily correct.
We've always had a few more grizzlies, you know, in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Especially since Canada outlawed all bear hunting.
Yeah.
And we're right up next to their border. So
yeah,
guess what?
Funny, by proximity. Guilty by that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came up in a topic, and I brought it up to you regarding Burgum making a call and giving states the ability to regulate, since based on the population counts, they're not only met the minimum for the Endangered Species Act, but they've in some cases exceeded them by a long way. And that's creating some very tenable situations going on out there. And your state's no different. Fill me in. What did you learn?
This is where woke ideology was trumping sound wildlife biology, Eric. And,
uh-huh.
And by that, I mean, you know, you need to manage these species by biology. And the facts are we have an overpopulation in a number of the western states, you know, particularly Idaho and Wyoming and Montana. And interestingly enough, these three governors met with Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum, and actually it was a joint announcement earlier this week made by all these people. And you know, as far as Montana's concerned, this is absolutely crucial because it's starting to affect not just hunters, but anybody that's out hiking, climbing, camping, whatever you're trying to do in the outdoors. You are absolutely going to encounter grizzlies in this current environment. And the problem here in Washington is no less severe, Eric. We've got the reintroduction.
I still laugh when you say that. I can't believe it.
So that's crazy because, you know, the problem is we have an overpopulation of black bears here in Washington. And grizzlies are apex predators.
Yep.
So guess what? You bring the grizzlies in, and they're going to take the best habitat, and it's going to force this overpopulation, and it already has, forcing this population of black bear into the suburbs. And 2 weeks ago, we had a high school sports team hiking up back of Mount Si, which is, you know, one of the suburbs of Seattle, and they were attacked by a bear. They were attacked by a black bear. Listen. Public safety isn't always the focus of government, okay? Public safety should be the number one thing on their list, and it's not. They're just being distracted by things like woke politics, and that was what the Biden administration was all about with regard to wildlife.
The challenge we really have, Tom, is when you look at what's going on, you can't go back. If you want to go back 100 years where that area had very little activity for camping and bicycling and hiking, it was basically a definition of wilderness and not much was going on out there. But now you have so many parks, you have so many trails, you have so many pieces and parts that are going on activity-wise in those areas. And when the populations start to get to this point, and your point is exactly right, they'll push, and you're going to find the grizzlies will push those black bears into areas as well as the grizzlies will wander into areas that are recreational and that will have a significant impact on the recreational usage but also businesses that have set up and based on those usages as well. And
there's no question. And we have, to your point, we've had just a rapid increase in population in Washington State. Okay, and of the seven western states in our continental United States, Washington is the smallest geographically. We are second in population only in California.
Ouch.
So we have a lot of people that are vying to recreate in the outdoors. And we want them to do so safely.
Absolutely.
And so now you have the reintroduction of wolves, and there's been documented cases of wolf packs preying on ranchers and farmers and everything. And then when we get a lethal removal order for a northeastern Washington County up by the Canadian border, and they want to remove a couple problem wolves, we have had population center Seattle suburb judges ruling against something 400 miles away. But they will venue shop to some of these friendly judges that don't want to see a wolf taken out that's caused thousands and thousands of dollars of depredation costs to farmers and ranchers out in northeastern Washington. It's insane.
Well, and Tom, if people aren't aware, they need to be aware of those situations, because once a wolf is able to get the sheep down and use it, or, obviously prey as a sheep or prey as cattle or whatever, once they determine that they're able to do that, that wolf is going to be on that every single time that they're hungry. They're going to go for it.
100%.
And
yeah,
that
you're
is
exactly right.
And that's why the elimination is important. That's so important.
Bingo. It is. But here's the real issue that we've got going on right now. The Washington State Wildlife Commission has been filled with political appointees that are not friendly to our traditional venerated hunting traditions.
Correct.
and pastimes.
And you have I
and
talked
so
about
we
that,
have
yes.
a big issue. And so Joey and I, my partner Joey Pyburn and I, testified in front of the commission meeting earlier this year, where I confronted one of the commissioners with the fact that cougars, for instance, are taking more elk and deer than all the hunters combined in the state of Washington. We had, and he was like, well, that's just not right. The biggest predators on elk and deer are humans. And I pulled up some statistics and said, no, that's not what's happening. And especially since you've got the cougars that'll make a kill, and now the wolves will come in quite often, push this cougar off a kill, and so the cougar's got to kill another one. And so now we've got crashing big game populations here in Western Washington. We're speaking about our mule deer and our Rocky Mountain elk. We have Rocky Mountains in Eastern Washington. We have Roosevelt's in Western Washington. But it's a bigger issue in Eastern Washington right now. And some of the Wildlife Commission's response to this, Eric, is to lower the population guidelines to make the numbers look better. Not balance the impacts, mind you. We're just going to lower the thresholds that we assume these animals are going to need to sustain themselves.
Oh, great.
So that's not biologically sound. This is the worst type of ballot box biology, right? Is, look, if the numbers are not suiting your political agenda, let's just change the numbers. And so they're turning their back on the recommendations of our talented, published, and passionate biologists here in the state of Washington merely for political expediency. It's enough to make you spit, man.
That sucks.
Yeah, well, yeah. But that's just on the state level. That's on the state level. How about this on the federal level? So we just mentioned the ESA listing change, thank God,
yes,
of the grizzly bears. Okay, this is wonderful, because it turns the management of the bears into a different 4 subsection D codicil of the Endangered Species Act. Okay,
yep, exactly.
So that's gonna turn. You know, thanks to Doug Burgum. Thank you so much, buddy, the director of the Department of Interior. Okay, but here's the problem we have out on Puget Sound that I'm looking at right now. The Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972 protected Stellar sea lions, California sea lions, harbor seals, killer whales, and a number of the other whales that we love to see out here. Okay, great. No problem. I'm all about saving the whales. But we have developed the waterfronts here in Puget Sound with a series of marinas, docks, wharves, piers,
gates
of navigation, and they're covered with sea lions and harbor seals, and they use them as ambush points.
Yep.
Okay, So the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972 now has come up loggerheads with the Endangered Species Act listing of Puget Sound Chinook in 1999. So you got two federal acts that are absolutely at loggerheads with each other, and we're spending millions of taxpayer dollars on this waste. We're trying to, again, you've got the Marine Mammal Protection Act needs to be adjusted just like they adjusted the Endangered Species Act.
Exactly.
We have to be able to have lethal take of some of these animals. Now, at least down on the Columbia River, it's an easier thing to visualize geographically.
Yep.
The Columbia River is a three-sided box, isn't it?
Yep.
Washington to the north, Oregon to the south, and Bonneville Dam. And these salmon come up, and they're easily observed being preyed on by Stellar sea lions and California. And Stellars were never native to the Columbia River, and they're not present in the fossil record. But here in Puget Sound, we've got a series of rivers that are entering estuaries, and geographically it's much more diverse. It's not, we don't have the choke points of the Columbia River, but the same problem exists.
Yeah.
Our marinas are being used right now by our harbor seals as haul out and breeding areas, and they are absolutely without any type of predation.
Oh, there's
but
no question.
It is,
and the challenge that I see, you and I have talked about it a lot, is you're having to regulate the fish population or the fish take rate, because the take rate from the natural predation on the salmon is off the charts with that population. It's simply become out of balance. It's way off.
And so all you have to do is go Google Chasco 2015. Brandon Chasco, and I have interviewed the man. Brandon Chasco is a NOAA biologist that demonstrated with his paper in 2015 that the sea lions, seals, known together as the pinnipeds are taking seven times the combined human harvest of our salmonids. And that was in 2015. The problem's only gotten worse. 10 years now.
Oh, man. Okay?
Seven times the human harvest and twice what the southern resident killer whales need to sustain themselves.
That's crazy.
So it is crazy, but nobody wants to touch this issue. It's a hot button issue because the seals and sea lions are so cute. Yeah, these fur bags are not cute.
No,
and,
they're
and
not.
They're causing extreme economic damage because, you know, right now we're in the midst of a 3-day Chinook season out here in Puget Sound. It's been amazing fishing. You can't find a fish hook in Everett, Seattle, or Tacoma right now because all the shells are just wiped.
Everybody's
clean.
Out there doing
out,
it,
using their boats, and yes, exactly. And Washington used to be the salmon fishing capital of the world, but now since the CSA listing and restrictions on our ability to spend time on the water, you know, we're struggling under this. For
exactly.
Habitat's a huge reason. Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah,
habitat. We've manipulated our habitat here in Western Washington without question. But we need to get the predation off the
take rate, yeah,
and then we'll see some recovery. For
well,
sure.
And there is a point of its sustainability that is going to be overcome, and it will tip the scale the wrong way. And you've seen it, here in the Midwest. It's Mille Lacs is one of those lakes where you've got the netting versus the fishing. There is a sustainable take rate that they've determined for that, and they created a balance. There is no, obviously, other predation that is involved and that has to be controlled. But that's what's happening out in your side of it. But you have one side that is absolutely off the rails and is only getting bigger, 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 bigger as far as the predation on that balance of the salmonoid population. And
man-made changes to the habitat give preference over one species over another, then we have to intervene.
Yep.
We created this problem by manipulating the habitat. We have to manage the species to mitigate for this out of balance situation. And right now that's exactly where we are, Eric. We are way out of balance and out of whack.
Well, you could see it in pheasant hunting. You see the same thing where all of a sudden you're protecting all the eagles, any type of an eagle or hawk, and the amount of predation that goes on there, the pheasants hardly have a chance. And and the habitats, specific areas that are good habitats, well, guess what happens? They sit there and hang out. And
it's less
in the Minnesota area, and that's what's been one of the struggles between the fox, between the hawks, the eagles, and other species that'll prey on those, the eggs or the birds themselves. So it's a challenge. So I don't It's kind of, I'll tell you, Tom, it's frustrating, but when you see the pendulum start to swing a little bit, and the big thing for me was the grizzly side of it, and I thought it would be, that to me, when you and I had talked before with Joey on the boat, it's like, this sucks, and I heard that immediately. That's when I called you right off the bat. I'm like,
right.
You've got to be hoping it migrates your way.
To your point, back last week, you know, the 14th of July, we got this grizzly ruling, but then the 17th, which was last Friday, we saw a further relaxation of some of the Endangered Species Act codicils that have, you know, really hampered some projects around habitat and everything else. So, you know, as the world changes, so must legislation. As populations change, so must glacial bureaucracy change. And especially with the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act, we have to get some relief from that, because that's the only way we can get our salmon back and have bigger seasons and bigger harvests and stuff like that. But we got to get the useless predation off.
You got to manage it, Tom. Believe it or not, 18 minutes is shot. We did her.
Wow.
We did it. I love it, buddy. I can't thank you enough for doing the research on it, and I'm excited. I can tell you're fired up on this. It's going to be awesome. You can jump in on
what I'm fired up about is now you owe me an appearance.
I do. I'll be coming out there. I'll join you. I appreciate it. I hope you
it's going to be a coho salmon season for the books out here. Dude.
I like it.
I like it.
I hope you have a great weekend. I hope everybody at home has a great weekend. And we certainly appreciate all of you for listening to The Valley Outdoors again. And for Ava, myself, we are The Valley Outdoors. And someone, just get out there and enjoy it. Whether you're fishing, hunting, walking, or doing whatever, just be outside. Have fun and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Valley Outdoors Radio. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.